I wanted to create a poster on exploring poetry, pedagogy, and reflective practice for the Festival of Learning and Teaching to spark conversations around the use of poetry as a tool, not just for teaching, but also for professional development. Having recently joined the University of Salford as an academic developer, I've been struck by the willingness of staff to engage in creative approaches to pedagogy and wanted to encourage colleagues to share any instances of using poetry within their practice. Poetry has many benefits as a tool for reflection on teaching practice. It can help teachers to explore difficult topics and revisit past experiences to gain a deeper sense of meaning. Unpacking these experiences using poetic language can help the individual to distance themselves from the event in order to analyse its impact upon them and their practice. This leads to greater self-awareness, exploration of one's own positionality, and can help to identify areas for development. We are very fortunate at Salford to have a wealth of experience in poetry, and I am very grateful to Professor Scott Thurston for sharing his insights into poetry as a medium for reflection. I must also extend my thanks to University of Salford Doctor of Letters and poet Tony Walsh, aka Longfellow, for his thoughts on poetry, reflection, and education. To continue to grow our practice in this area, I invited Professor Sam Illingworth of Edinburgh Napier University to deliver a spotlight session in which he used Gibbs' reflective cycle as a starting point for creating poetry which reflected on teaching experiences. This popular session has already spurred colleagues on to use poetry in their reflective practice. Following the festival, I am continuing to look for opportunities to bring in poetry as a tool for teaching practice. The next step is to explore poetry within the context of phenomenon-based learning. But my hope is that this poster presentation is just the tip of the iceberg for creative approaches to pedagogy and reflection.